This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up, nooffseason.com fam? I am Paul Hickey, host of the Sports Card Strategy Show. It is Thursday, April 11th, and it is time for your weekly hockey card market update. Welcome to the hockey card market update here on the Sports Card Strategy feed. Our weekly hockey card market update coming to you every Thursday on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network, brought to you, of course, by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. The cards with the most sales, graded or raw, over the last 14 days. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Base 451 Raw at the top of the chart with 292 sales over the last 14 days. Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck R47 OPG Glossy Raw sold 236 times over the last 14 days. His Upper Deck P60 Portraits Raw sold 190 times over the last 14 days. The Young Guns Checklist with him and Leo Carlson sold 168 times over the last 14 days. And Leo Carlson's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Base 468 Raw sold 168 times over the last 14 days. That one's actually up 25.8%. Carlson, of course, the second overall pick behind Bedard in the 2023 NHL draft. All right, now to the most volume among graded cards over the last 14 days. The Bedard 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Base PSA 10 is a pop 763. Sold 96 times over the last 14 days, a volume change up 41%. The PSA 9 of that card is in at number two, sold 75 times over the last 14 days, a volume change increase of 97.4%. Luke Hughes, 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Base in PSA 9, sold 24 times in the last 14 days. Jack Hughes, Upper Deck Young Guns Base from 2019 in PSA 10, a pop 48.95, sold 22 times over the last 14 days. Brock Faber, 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Base 215 in PSA 9, sold 21 times over the last 14 days. Lucas Raymond, Upper Deck 2021 Young Guns Base PSA 10, sold 18 times over the last 14 days. Quinn Hughes, 2019 Upper Deck Young Guns Base PSA 10, sold 18 times over the last 14 days. That one's actually up 11.5% or $20.09. And Moritz Seiders, 2021 Upper Deck Young Guns Base PSA 10, sold 18 times over the last 14 days. That one's up 16.3% or $9.17. Moving over to PSA 10 hockey cards with the most sales volume in the last 14 days. We know what number one is. It's that Connor Bedard 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Base 451. Again, sold 96 times. Jack Hughes 2019 Upper Deck Young Guns Base PSA 10, sold 22 times. Moritz Seiders Upper Deck Young Guns Base from 2021, sold 18 times. Kirill Kaprizov 2020 Upper Deck Young Guns Base PSA 10. It's a pop 5,023. Sold 14 times in the last 14 days. Austin Matthews, 2016 Upper Deck 201 Young Guns Base PSA 10. This is a pop 3440. sold 13 times in the last 14 days. It's actually up $18. And Adam Fox, 2019 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10, pop 1781, sold 12 times in the last 14 days. That's up 14.8% or just under $13. All right, let's go over to the top hockey card sales in the world in the last 7 days. Wayne Gretzky's 1979 Topps number 18 base PSA 9, an iconic card, sold on April 8th, just a few days ago, for $24,000. The 1911 C5538 base PSA 4 of Georges Vezina, sold on April 7th for $13,800. Connor McDavid's 2015 SP Authentic 226 Future Watch Auto, serial numbered out of 999 in BGS 95, sold on April 4th for $9,690. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns 451 exclusive out of 100 raw, sold on April 5th for $7,560. Alexander Ovechkin's 2005 SP Authentic 190 Future Watch Auto, serial numbered out of 999 and BGS 95, sold for $6,000 on April 5th. Austin Matthews, 2016 SP Authentic Future Watch Auto number 146, serial numbered out of 999 in PSA 10, only a pop 78, sold for $5,930 on April 5th. All right, now going over to top hockey card sales in the last 14 days with five or more sales. Sidney Crosby's 2005 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10, a pop 1088, sold six times actually in the last 14 days. Last sale, $2,550. Average sale price across those six sales, though, was $2,770 last sale on April 9th. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Clear Cut Raw sold five times over the last 14 days for an average sale price of $2,940, but a last sale of $2,540 yesterday, Wednesday, April 10th. Connor McDavid's 2015 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10, pop 2830, sold seven times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $2,640. Last sale a couple of days ago, $2,480. That Gretzky 1979 Topps 18 base in PSA 7, a pop just under $2,000, sold seven times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $1,990. Last sale just a few days ago, $1,760. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10. We talked about this card multiple times already on this show, sold 96 times over the last 14 days for an average sale price of $1,420. Last sale just up from that, though, $1,470. All right, let's take a look at cards from 2012 through the present with the highest percentage increase over the last 14 days. Trevor Zegras, 2021 Upper Deck 231 Young Guns base PSA 9, sold 10 times over the last 14 days for an increase of 34.8%, up $6.83. Alexis Lafreniere, 2020 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 9, sold 10 times in the last 14 days for an increase of 19.1%. That's up $6.61. Kale McCarr, 2019 Upper Deck 493 Young Guns base PSA 10, pop 2514, sold 11 times in the last 14 days, up 16.8%. That's up $79. Moritz Seider, that 2021 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10 we talked about earlier in the show, pop 3240, sold 18 times over the last 14 days. That's up 16.3%, up $9.17. All right, let's go to the biggest fallers from that same category. These are hockey cards from 2012 through the present with 10 or more sales in the last 14 days. What's down the most? Matt Boldy's 2022 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 9, sold 17 times over the last 14 days, but it's down 37.5% or just under $11. Connor Bedard's 2023 OPG Marquee Rookies in PSA 10, pop 225, sold 11 times in the last 14 days, but it's down 24.8%. That's down $81.24. Luke Hughes' 2023 Upper Deck 248 Young Guns base PSA 9 sold 24 times over the last 14 days. That's actually down 24.6% or $8.50. And that Connor Bedard 2023 Young Guns base PSA 9 sold 75 times over the last 14 days. It's down 18.6%. That's actually down $114. Beware the falling prices of the Bedard Young Guns. This episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com. to start grading today. Let's take a look at the top CGC hockey card sales. Game used Adam Fox, one of one patch relic, green tag auto in CGC 8 from 2021 SP game used, sold for $255 and a buy it now on February 20th. On January 15th, 2023, Regina Pats team set Connor Bedard, pre-rookie CGC 8.5, sold for $45 and a buy it now. On April 3rd, 2019-2020 SP Authentic Noah Dobson, rookie auto, serial numbered out of 999 in CGC 9.5, sold for $99.99. Thanks for joining us on the weekly hockey card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a five-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Thanks again to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Check them out at cgccards.com. Everybody, have a great day.